We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Yesterday at the community center, I watched a grandmother struggle to explain why her insurance claim was denied by an algorithm.
That's exactly what brought me here. The deliberate obfuscation is staggering. Companies hide behind technical language when they could explain things simply. It's not that AI is too complex for regular people, it's that no one wants them to understand.
Right, and our investigation this week revealed something disturbing. Remember that Gen AI misinformation study? It's not just about fake news anymore. People can't even recognize when they're interacting with AI systems.
I see it constantly in my media literacy workshops. Not in schools. I run evening sessions at the library. Adults come in thinking AI is either magic or science fiction. They have no framework for understanding automated decisions affecting their lives.
The racing dimensions here are fascinating. Media literacy is sprinting ahead because of deepfakes and election concerns, but consumer literacy is crawling. People use recommendation algorithms every day without understanding how their data shapes what they see.
Let me tell you what I witness daily. A man came in last week, denied a loan. The bank said the system decided. He had no idea what data it used, what factors mattered, nothing. Just the system decided.
That's the obfuscation pattern we keep finding. The algorithm becomes this mystical force instead of a set of rules someone programmed.
As someone who translates tech for public audiences, I've noticed companies actively resist clarity. They'll say our AI enhances user experience instead of we track your clicks to show you ads. The euphemisms are deliberate.
Absolutely. And different populations need completely different literacy approaches. What works for explaining AI to teenagers fails completely with seniors. Don't assume we can't understand. I ran IT departments for 30 years, but these new systems, they're designed to be opaque. My doctor uses AI diagnostic tools, but can't explain how they work. How am I supposed to trust that?
Patricia raises a crucial point. Our investigation found that even professionals using AI tools often don't understand them. The literacy crisis crosses all demographics.
The health dimension is terrifying. I had a workshop participant whose insurance company used AI to determine her medication wasn't medically necessary. She didn't know she could challenge it because she didn't understand it was just a program making guesses.
This is where we need to start with concepts, not tools. People need to understand that AI systems are basically pattern matching machines. They're not intelligent, they're statistical.
I've started using cooking analogies. AI is like a recipe that learns from tasting thousands of dishes. It can suggest ingredients but doesn't understand nutrition or allergies. Suddenly, people get it.
The financial literacy gap might be the most urgent. Credit scores, loan applications, even job hunting, all filtered through algorithms people don't comprehend.
Our data shows 73% of Americans interact with AI systems daily, but only 12% feel they understand them. That gap is manufactured.
Manufactured is the right word. I've analyzed AI literacy frameworks from major tech companies. They focus on using products, not understanding implications. It's like teaching people to drive without explaining traffic laws. My granddaughter showed me how TikTok knows what she likes. I explained it's tracking every pause, every replay, building a profile. She had no idea. These platforms deliberately hide their mechanics.
The civic dimension worries me most. Cities use AI for everything from traffic lights to police deployment. Citizens can't participate in democracy if they don't understand the systems governing them.
Chicago's predictive policing algorithm, communities had no idea why certain blocks got more patrols until activists forced transparency. The literacy gap enables authoritarian uses.
I create simple handouts now, questions to ask when AI makes decisions about you. Basic things like what data did it use? Can I correct errors? Who decided the rules?
But companies claim transparency would confuse people more. Classic paternalism. They say their systems are too complex for regular folks to grasp.
That's bullshit, frankly. I can explain any AI system in plain language if I understand it myself. The complexity excuse hides discrimination and manipulation.
Let's talk about the workplace dimension, the automated management systems.
Amazon warehouses. I had 3 workshop participants fired by algorithm. Bathroom breaks counted as time off task. They didn't understand they were being tracked by AI, not human managers.
My son works remote now. His company uses AI to monitor productivity, counts keystrokes, tracks mouse movement. He didn't realize his webcam analyzes his face for engagement until I spotted the software. These workplace systems desperately need literacy frameworks. Employees should understand what's being measured and why. The power imbalance is staggering when only employers comprehend the tools.
I've started hosting Decode Your Digital Life sessions. We go through phones, apps, services, showing people where AI touches their daily routines. The revelation moments are powerful.
The personalization trap gets everyone. People think Netflix knows them. No, it knows people statistically similar to you liked something. That's a fundamental literacy gap.
Our investigation found deliberate confusion in terms too. Machine learning, neural networks, deep learning, used interchangeably to intimidate rather than inform.
Exactly. When I teach critical AI thinking, I start with, it's all statistics and patterns. Suddenly the mystique dissolves. People realize they can understand this.
Cultural barriers complicate everything. Try explaining algorithmic bias to someone who's never experienced transparent systems. My Spanish-speaking workshops need completely different approaches.
Age assumptions hurt too. Tech companies design for digital natives, then wonder why seniors struggle. We need literacy approaches acknowledging different life experiences.
The consumer protection angle is crucial. People sign terms of service without understanding they're training AI systems with their data.
I show people how to find out what data companies collect. The shock on their faces when they download their Facebook data, decades of messages, locations, connections.
But even awareness isn't enough without agency. You can understand how recommendation algorithms work, but still be unable to escape their influence.
That's why critical thinking frameworks matter more than technical knowledge. Questions like, who benefits from this AI system? What interests does it serve? What alternatives exist?
We need modern media literacy addressing AI-generated content. My workshop last week, distinguishing real videos from deepfakes. Essential for democracy, but barely taught.
The political dimension is explosive. Election misinformation powered by AI, but voters lack frameworks to evaluate what they see. The literacy gap threatens democratic participation.
My church group fell for an AI-generated video of our mayor saying things he never said. They had no idea such technology existed. The betrayal they felt when I explained, trust erosion is a major consequence. When people discover they've been manipulated by systems they don't understand, they lose faith in all institutions.
I see withdrawal as a response. People who can't understand these systems just disengage. They avoid services requiring AI interaction, limiting their opportunities.
The mental health algorithms terrify me. Apps claiming to detect depression from voice patterns, but users don't understand the limitations. The literacy gap in health AI could be lethal.
Our research found health AI literacy might need the most urgent attention. People make life-changing decisions based on AI recommendations they don't comprehend.
Insurance companies use AI to deny coverage, but patients don't understand they can challenge these decisions. The literacy gap literally costs lives.
We need to acknowledge AI literacy as a justice issue. Those with understanding navigate systems better. Those without become victims of automated discrimination. My Medicare Advantage plan uses AI for prior authorization. Took me months to understand why treatments kept getting denied. How many seniors just accept it?
Financial AI literacy might be most practical. Understanding how loan algorithms work, what improves automated credit decisions, immediate real-world impact.
But financial companies actively obscure their systems. Proprietary algorithms becomes an excuse to deny transparency.
I've interviewed executives who admit they prefer customer ignorance. Easier to profit from behavioral manipulation when people don't recognize it happening.
The framework I'm developing starts with recognizing AI presence. People need to know when they're interacting with automated systems versus humans.
Visual literacy for AI is crucial too. Recognizing generated images, understanding how filters work, spotting manipulation, democracy depends on it.
Let's build that practical framework. What do people actually need to know to navigate AI systems?
First principle, AI systems are pattern finders, not thinkers. They identify correlations in data, but don't understand causation or context.
Second, your data trains these systems. Every click, purchase, and interaction teaches AI about you and people like you.
Third, AI mistakes have patterns. They're often biased against the same groups. Human systems discriminated against because they learn from historical data.
Fourth, you have rights. Even automated decisions can be challenged, corrected, appealed, but only if you know to ask.
Fifth, AI can't replace human judgment about human needs. When systems make decisions about your life, demand human review.
The generational divide in AI literacy is stark. How do we bridge it?
Stop assuming young people understand just because they use technology. They're often more vulnerable because they trust too easily. And stop patronizing older adults. We built these industries. We can understand if someone bothers explaining without condescension.
Community-based learning works best. People trust neighbors explaining AI more than experts lecturing about it.
Translation matters too, not just languages, but contexts. Explaining AI to farmers requires different analogies than explaining to urban professionals.
Our investigation revealed one hopeful pattern. Once people grasp basic concepts, they quickly develop critical thinking about AI systems.
Exactly. The breakthrough moment when someone realizes, wait, this is just math making guesses about me. Suddenly they're empowered to question everything.
That's our goal. Not making everyone AI engineers, but giving them enough understanding to advocate for themselves in an automated world.
As we wrap up, what's the most critical literacy gap to address?
Understanding data collection. People need to know what digital footprints they leave and how AI systems use them.
Healthcare AI literacy. When algorithms influence medical decisions, understanding could save lives.
Recognizing generated content. Democracy requires citizens who can distinguish real from fake.
Workplace AI literacy. People need to understand systems managing their livelihoods.
They're all critical because AI touches everything now, but I'd say understanding agency, knowing you can question, challenge, and demand transparency from automated systems.
That's our investigation's core finding. The AI literacy crisis isn't about intelligence or education level. It's about systematic denial of understanding. But once people have frameworks for critical thinking about AI, they become powerful advocates for their own interests.
The race between AI deployment and public understanding, right now deployment is winning by design, but every person who learns to question algorithmic authority tips the balance.
Next week, we'll explore the implications of this literacy gap. For now, remember, every AI system was programmed by humans with interests. Understanding those interests is the first step to digital self-defense.